नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
In case you missed it, the Maharashtra government accepted the demands of agitating farmers, including their right to till forest land, as thousands of agriculturists converged at the Azad Maidan in Mumbai in a sea of red. Talking to reporters outside Vidhan Bhavan, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said, "We have agreed to set up a committee to hand over forest land used for farming to tribals and farmers." When over 50,000 farmers in Maharashtra marched towards Mumbai, they followed a man hailing from Kannur, which has turned out to be a great source of inspiration to the millions of communists in the state. Meet Viju Krishnan, a former president of Jawaharlal Nehru University Students' Union and a firebrand leader of the Students' Federation of India, who is now the Joint Secretary of All India Kisan Sabha, the largest farmers' organization in the country that led to the long march from Nashik to Mumbai this week. Many tribal leaders walked 180 km with the Maharashtra farmers. Here's why. A 48-year-old protester from Ganesh Gaon in Trayambak Taluka had to come to the protest march with a solar panel installed on his head to charge the farmers' phones free of cost. Meet the heroes who fueled the march. When over 30,000 farmers across Maharashtra started their walk from Nashik, they were perhaps not prepared to walk a stretch of over 180 kilometers, but they were ready. The hammer and sickle flag that thousands of them carried didn't get to become the symbol of their hardships and their resilience. It was their bare feet, injured, blistered, bleeding, and bandaged. The ongoing protest by thousands of farmers in the heart of Mumbai may just be the beginning. For leaders of farmers' associations in several states are planning to hold similar marches in their respective states in the lead-up to a mega protest in the national capital in April. Hundreds of passengers were stranded across the country as thousands of flights were cancelled by IndiGo and Go Air after the regulator DGCA grounded 11 A320neo planes powered by Pratt & Whitney engines, followed by a mid-air engine failure of an IndiGo plane earlier in the day in Ahmedabad. India's first set of brand new planes for the Prime Minister, President and Vice President will be customized and be ready for use by early 2020. The election of four members to the Rajya Sabha from Gujarat will not be as thrilling as last year when Congress's Ahmed Patel was elected to the upper house in a fiercely fought battle. However, it will also not be a straightforward nomination of two candidates, each from the BJP and Congress. For the four Rajya Sabha seats from Gujarat, a total of six candidates will be in the poll fray, three from the BJP, two from Congress, and an independent candidate supported by the Congress. A trial court on Monday sent Karthi Chidambaram, the son of former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, to 12-day judicial custody in the INX media case. Karthi will now be lodged at Tihar Jail till March 24 and his pleas for separate cell and home-cooked food were also denied. CBI Special Judge Sunil Rana, in his order, stuck to equal treatment of prisoners, denying the request for separate jail cell and washroom as it could lead to Karthi being treated differently than other accused persons. Amid the Pakistan High Commission lodging complaints of harassment with the Indian Ministry of External Affairs, those who have served in the Islamic Republic are saying that it was about time that Pakistan was given the same treatment that India deals with. Agree or disagree? TDP Chief and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu has killed two birds in one stone. Firstly, he silenced his critics by withdrawing the ministers from the Modi government at the centre, and then poured cold water over his main rival YSRCP chief YS Jagan Mohan Reddy's dreams of going with the BJP. Naidu knows what he does. He won't do anything without calculating the risks involved. Talking on the ally BJP and withdrawing his ministers, Naidu has not come as a surprise to anyone who understands the style of politics. Telugu Bida practices. In 2019, agriculture distress could be the nemesis of the BJP government at the centre and in several other states including Maharashtra. Firstly, the Narendra Modi government did a complete volt face on the MS Swaminathan Commission recommendations. Secondly, it failed to ensure that farmers get minimum support price for pulses and oil seeds. And thirdly, it did not respond to farmers' demand of complete and unconditional loan waiver.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.